Vectis Radio.
We've got the lovely Sarah Scotcher in. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Maggie. Hello, Calvin.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Like you. Very hot.
Yeah, yes. You're all decked out in the appropriate garb.
Oh, you've noticed. Yes. You better tell people what it is, otherwise they'll...
It says, Isla White Stroller's director.
Director.
Yes.
Yes.
Indeed. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
And that's what you've come to talk about.
Indeed, I have.
I was saying earlier, I don't think I've actually ever seen Beauty and the Beast. I've seen clips of it.
Yeah, you might want to put the animated film or the other film, that the one that Emma Watson was in, before you come and see it, just sort of so you know what's going on. Otherwise, you might think we've all gone quite mad.
Well, probably have.
So, Beauty and the Beast, yes. Medina Theatre coming up. What's going on?
So, it's on at Medina Theatre, like you say. That's this weekend. We open on Friday evening. So, mm-hmm. It's on Friday, which is the 10th.
Yep.
Saturday, the 11th, we do two shows, a matinee and an evening.
Yeah.
And then we do the Sunday matinee as well.
Okay, so...
We do four shows.
Yeah.
A lot of hard work, isn't it?
It is for four shows. I know. And once we all get in our stride, we wish we could do, like, weeks.
See that. Particularly, I've been to one or two of your final productions. You can see the looks on the face when you take the curtain call.
I know.
I want to do it again.
I know. There'll be tears with this one. This one's a little bit special, I think.
So how many is in the cast?
I'm going to say 38.
Wow.
Final count.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Do you know, I don't actually know because I've never had everyone all together yet.
No.
Not had a full rehearsal. But okay.
That's coming up, isn't it, surely?
Yeah, but not tonight, and that's our tech run. But I'm very chilled about it.
You'll be fine.
It can be nothing but.
The tech run is there to find out where you've done things wrong. That's the whole point of it, isn't it?
Tech run is, the cast are very well rehearsed.
Yes.
We've been doing that for weeks. They know what they're doing. So, and there's been a lighting plot done and a mic plot done, and the set has been built, and now we've got to bring those components together. So it's mainly about the set, the sound and lighting tonight.
There's so much more goes on behind the scenes, isn't there?
A lot. Yeah. And I was saying earlier to Maggie, I think amateur theatre is such hard work. I take my hat off to everyone that does it. People will have been to work today and then come straight to the theatre and, some have taken the afternoon off to pick the set up.
It's not like a professional production where there's a company that does the set, a company that does the lighting, someone else does the sound, and the performers turn up fully rehearsed, clearly, but knowing exactly where everything's supposed to be. It's just sitting there for them.
Yeah.
No offence to those professional performers, but in amateur, everyone does everything.
Yes, absolutely.
But you say amateur. The actual performance is very professional.
Amateur is just a term. It comes from Latin for love anyway. So you do it for love.
They do it for love, absolutely.
So what's the basic plot, basically?
So in a nutshell, a young prince turns away an enchantress at his castle. He doesn't know she's an enchantress.
Right.
He thinks she's just an old woman, and he sort of says, oh, go away, you filthy thing,
Right.
She gives him a rose and he throws it away. And then suddenly she turns into this beautiful and magic enchantress and puts a spell on him and everyone in the castle.
Oh, right.
And turns him into a beast and all the castle staff into objects.
Right.
So... Mrs. Potts, who is like the cook, gets turned into a teapot.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay. And the candlestick looks like a candlestick. No, hang on. That's wrong. That's the sort of butler gets turned into a candlestick.
Right.
Lumiere. He's hilarious. And the sort of the guy in charge of the whole castle gets turned into a clock.
Okay.
As you do.
Like you do.
Yeah.
That's just sort of in a nutshell. And the rose just drops its petal and the beast has to fall in love with a girl and she has to love him in return before the final petal drops on the rose.
Right. Gotcha. Right,
okay. Hey, well, that was a bit garbled.
Yeah. No, I've got the basic plot now. And There's lots of costume changes and things going on in this?
Loads. Now, for the first time ever, the White Strollers have hired in costumes
because
it's such a massive production. And the costumes are so specialised when you've got to make someone look like a candlestick.
Yes.
Yeah.
And someone look like a clock, you know, a carriage clock, and someone else like a teapot.
Yes.
Not that easy, is it?
No. So we've got some fantastic costumes. We've hired them in from local company Costume Workshop, who have been so helpful. So, yeah, brilliant.
Good. Now, I mean, we're going on Friday evening.
We are,
we've done a bit of work elsewhere. But you say you've got Friday 2 on the Saturday, 1 on the Sunday. And the tickets are available from the Medina Theatre?
They are indeed, yes. So the box office number is 01983-823-884. Or, of course, you can go online at www.medinatheatre.co.uk.
I imagine the box office would be open, so you can go and buy them in the box office.
And you can get them on the night. Sadly, they're not selling that well, I'll be completely honest.
Well, let's put it this way. It's nice and cool in the Medina Theatre.
It is.
I hope so. It's not on stage.
Well, in terms of the audience, hopefully we'll be sitting there in the cool going, I bet they're hot up there.
Yeah.
But if you want a professional production, it's the one to see, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Oh, bless you. Bless
it certainly is. It will be excellent. Yeah. Do get some tickets. Do support our local amateur theatre companies, because they work really hard.
They do.
Not only that, but the strollers raise money for charities as well.
The money's going to good causes as well as entertaining you and keeping the strollers going. So
absolutely.
Just Google Medina Theatre, you'll find the details of the tickets.
Yeah.
Buy some tickets and go along and see it.
Yes.
If you go Friday, you'll see me and Maggie. Don't let that put you off.
Oh dear, that'll put them off, yeah.
No comment.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing all this.
That's right. And your
troop, if I'm calling that, for doing
all
this.
Yes, absolutely. We all love it. We're passionate about what we do.
Yeah, so who's playing the Beast?
So a lovely guy called Andy Kay is playing the Beast.
Right.
And he does the grand job.
Does he?
And he's going to be very, very hot.
I bet he is.
Yes.
And who's playing the Beauty?
That's Emily.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Well,
she'll
be good.
Yeah, she'll be good at that.
Yeah, safe pair of hands.
Yeah,
she knows what she's doing as Emily.
Have you got the littlies?
No, there's one little, well, there's two little girls. They take it in turns to play Chip, the teacup.
Right. But no littlies doing their ballet?
No.
Well, say, Medina Theatre, Google that. Buy some tickets and get on there now.
Yeah, please do.
Because there's nothing worse than if you put all this together, look at the ticket sales and go, I know it's a very Isle of Wight thing. We'll just go on the night. Yeah, that'll be fine. Doesn't really give you much confidence.
No. So it's hard. It's really hard.
So get that done.
You know,
but we're definitely looking forward to seeing it.
We are.
Thank you. Vectis Radio on DAB.